Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM. And today I'm talking with David Wright, better known as Skip Wright. Skip is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Oh, good afternoon.
How are you and Diane, your wife, doing in this COVID crisis?
Well, we're doing quite well, actually. And Diane just finished making a whole bunch of masks that you saw there, I think, on Facebook.
Okay.
And so she's helped out quite a few people that are not feeling too well with the mask. Greatly appreciated.
Okay, that's great. You're the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, so I know you can't have presentations right now, but how is the club doing? Is there any activity in the club?
Believe it or not, yes, we're doing quite well with this isolation period. The Naturalist Club, we canceled all meetings and outings. However, since we've been isolated, a lot of our members have been going out doing the walk, 2 meters apart, of course. And a lot of people have been calling me what birds they have been seeing at the feeders. And it's quite interesting, the feedback I've been getting. For example, Lona Lundberg saw that her first returning hummingbird last Saturday.
Oh, wow, that is exciting.
Yeah, and plus we saw ours over a week ago.
Wow.
And, of course, we rushed and put out the feeder, and then the next morning it was frozen, so it didn't work out very well.
Okay.
I hope the poor thing survived.
Okay, well, hopefully they'll be back. Hopefully we'll get some nice weather after a while. I don't know. Now, hummingbird food, a lot of people put the red dye in it, which isn't good. So I guess it's 1 cup of water to 1/4 cup of sugar, and you just boil it and let it cool?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Okay.
And we put it in a red glass container, you know, so it really works out well.
Yeah, it does work out well. Okay, so spring, a great time of the year for going for walks and all the nature around us, too. And it's something we can enjoy, too, with even the social distancing. Now the dandelions are coming up. Any advice for people with their dandelions?
My daughter just wrote me last night, the first dandelions. They're not really dandelions, the small ones that look like them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first flower that comes up, and that is good for the bumblebees and the bees. That's the first flower they can go in and get nectar out of. So I told her not to cut them.
Right.
And also today I'll talk about bumblebees. Might be a good time right now maybe to talk about it, is that they're telling us not to cut the grass. Our grass is starting to grow quite well here, but they're saying not to cut your grass until the end of May, because the reason is that the bumblebees, the females, are the only ones that survive the cold weather, and they're just down in the grass about not even an inch. So if you cut the grass short, you kill them. So I am telling people that just to hang off before you cut your lawn, you know. But the bumblebee is quite an interesting bee. There's 50 different species in North America.
Oh, wow.
And, I didn't know. And they're disappearing very fast, though. Most of the bees, the honeybees, they live in colonies. Usually you're located underground, particularly in abandoned holes made by rodents, nests, contains between 50 and 500 individuals. Except for the queen bee, which hibernates during the winter, bumblebees' colonies die in late fall. So it's quite interesting. So I've made a couple of bumblebee houses for them. And I placed them, it's similar to a birdhouse, but with a smaller hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I placed it about 1 foot above the ground so the bumblebees can go in there and nest.
Okay, well, so, that's really interesting. Okay.
And the queen is the only one that's got the stinger. And the difference between that stinger and the honeybees is that it's straight. There's no barb on it. So it's easy to pull out. And it's quite interesting that they won't hurt you as bad.
Okay, that's interesting. And I like the dandelions personally.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I made a sign also. So what did they say? Don't mind our weeds. I'm feeding the bees.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. I love that.
Yeah. So things are changing a lot, you know. So, but we've had a lot of people out walking. They went out walking the other day and they saw 39 different species of birds.
Oh, great. 39. That's quite a few.
Yeah, and he even saw one, a Canada goose up in a tree, 25 feet up a tree.
Oh.
They've never seen that before.
Wow.
So I don't know how it got up there, but anyway, it got up there.
Yeah, because they're quite heavy birds, aren't they?
Yeah, and they saw wood ducks, of course, and that's my favorite bird. I'm in the process of painting a flying wood duck right now, and I'm painting it. And the many colors, you just won't believe the amount of colors that are in that bird when you're trying to paint it. You know, you realize how much there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a bird, beautiful, beautiful bird.
Okay. Oh, and you paint too, so that's interesting. A lot of people can have some time to work on their projects too.
Oh, it's so this is the time, eh? I mean, I set up a art thing up in my top of my garage here and for painting and wood carving and things like this, you know.
But oh, that's
I'm no good at it, but I have fun.
I'm sure you're good at it, better than you think. Do you have a pond too on your property, don't you? Or?
Yes, and my female duck is back, and she's laying on her eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really quite nice, yeah.
Yeah, something interesting every day.
Comes back every year.
Nice, that is nice. A bird of the month for us today, or?
Well, I went with the bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a little bit of something here. Gary McCormick saw a rare rusty blackbird on Academy Street in Lenoxville.
Oh, okay.
And they're... We don't see them around here quite often. It's a minimum-sized bird, similar to the grackles,
mm-hmm.
but they're mostly in northern Canada. And the difference between them and the blackbirds is that they have yellow in their eyes, around the pupil of their eyes. So it's quite interesting.
Okay.
And also, somebody wants to go... over to Bishop's Curry's Pond,
mm-hmm.
A lot of sparrows are back. Brian Tardiff called me the other day, and it's just unbelievable how many there is over there, because we don't see them around that often anymore. So.
No. Okay, how do you get to Curry Pond? Do you just go to the complex and keep walking out in the field?
Well, the complex, mm-hmm. and you go drive right behind it.
Okay.
And it's a huge parking place there. You can park nearly right beside it.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I get it. Okay.
Really nice. Really nice. It's easy to get to, and they've got it set up. They got an observation site on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they have one up further, up a path, that you can sit in like a blind they've made
mm-hmm.
out of wood there.
Oh.
Very nice. No, it's I've brought a lot of school kids there, classes, and we sit there and we look to see the wildlife that's in that pond.
Oh, that's really interesting. I guess it's okay to go there as long as we keep our social distancing.
That's it. You've got to make sure of that. Yeah, and a mask if you have one. If you would, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a mask.
No, it doesn't. No, it's a good idea. So you're still going on walks with the Nature Club, just being careful to be a certain distance apart from each other?
That's it. And the bike path is open between North Attlee and Lenoxville.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, you got to have your distance. But early in the morning, there's not many bikes out there and people out, but a lot of people, a lot of birders out. We've never seen so many people out looking at nature and that now. You know? So it's very nice to see.
It is nice to see, and it's spring. Yeah, that's the time of nature for sure.
Plus, with the schools coming back,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be helping. We had this initiative, you know, with the Dawson's College, for teaching school outside in nature, like
mm-hmm.
at Cookshire Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're there to help them for that. They'll be getting in touch with us if they need anything. But it's really neat, you know, if the kids got to go back to school, they can sit outside and they keep the distance and they'll be in nature in the sun.
That's a great idea.
So that's something we started up. And it's plus, we're helping with a study at Bishop's University. But anyway, yeah, we're helping them out in that. Some of our members are helping them doing that.
Okay.
So that's something else our members are doing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to keep their social distancing outside, too.
Yeah, and it's the trees in front of their house, you know. And at the Bishop's, it's for Dr. Elizabeth Levesque. And she wants us to observe the budding and the leafing of trees. She's doing a study on that.
Okay.
So that's another thing our club members are doing.
Nice.
Plus, on top of that, Maureen, we're going to be having two webinars, podcasts.
Okay.
From a woman from the Audubon Club who's going to be doing these two podcasts on bald eagles and plants. So this is going to be coming up, and people can look on our website for the for this. And so it should be quite interesting, this talk that she'll be. We were supposed to have her at one of our meetings, but of course now we can't. So she's going to decide to do it by a podcast. So that should be very nice.
Should be really nice. Good. So I guess somebody just types in the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and the information will come up?
Yeah, on Facebook, yeah, when it's there, yeah.
Okay,
it's a good site to go to see, because we've posted a lot of things, a lot of articles in there, and that's so very interesting.
What about bird sightings in the townships? You usually have a lot of people that mail you their bird sightings, I guess?
Well, they call me, and a lot of people call me, and they've been seeing cooper hawks and birds that are coming back in the spring, you know. So, but nothing too unusual. It's they're really not back yet.
Okay, still early, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add, Skip?
Well, not right now. It's just that I want to wish everybody to be safe and healthy. Absolutely, and you guys are doing a great job. Great job.
Okay, thanks. Do you have a message for the people of the townships or the nature lovers?
Well, as I say, to be safe, do your 2 meters, do your walks. They're saying the sunshine helps for this virus. I don't know if it's just telling us, but it certainly is nice getting out in nature. And when we come back in the fall, we'll start having our meetings. But we'll be in the school, the classrooms, with our initiative that we started with outside classrooms with nature. And so it should turn out all well.
Well, thanks very much, Skip.